The Boston Red Sox back in the playoffs for the first time since 2021, and you can talk about that all day long, all the way up until first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network at 6:08 this evening. And right now, we will talk with Craig Breslow about everything Red Sox related, get an update on Lucas Giolito and on Alex Bregman and all other things with Craig Breslow coming up in a half an hour at 9. But right now, Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday brought to you by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, by your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive, by Apex Entertainment, visit 100,000 square feet of pure fun at Apex in Marlboro, and by 110 Grill. Visit one of the 34 locations throughout New England for modern American cuisine in a trendy, casual atmosphere. Good morning, Ty Law.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing great. Patriots did great on Sunday. The argument that I heard throughout the day yesterday was big whoop. They beat up on a really bad Carolina Panthers team. How do you feel about that?
And I will double down on that. And look, it is a great win, don't get me wrong, but you're supposed to beat down a team like the Carolina Panthers. I think that's going to breed confidence within the locker room. As I said before, we got us a quarterback, man. Man, Drake May is efficient. I love the way he plays. He spreads the ball around. He uses his legs. We got us a damn quarterback. I want to repeat myself again. I know I said it last week, but you're supposed to beat a team like the Carolina Panthers. And if you didn't beat them by this type of margin, you're not very good yourself. So they did exactly what they're supposed to do.
And Ty, not only do they have a quarterback, they also had a cornerback out there in Christian Gonzalez. So how'd you think he looked his first game back?
He was a little rusty as expected, but I think, you know, just his presence alone is going to help the overall team and especially the defense. I think they still have some holes back there. And he's going to be the guy once he gets his feet up under him. He's gonna make a huge impact, but he was a little rusty. I did see that.
Ty, finally, we didn't have an issue when it came to turnovers. Do you feel like that's just because it was against Carolina, or do you think Mike Vrabel's figured out a secret sauce to get them all on the same page and have them turn the page on that issue?
Well, probably a secret sauce is the threat. If you fumble again, you ain't going to get the ball no more. You ain't going to play. So, I mean, that's enough threat right there, because I know that's the type of guy Mike Vrabel is, because he's from the Bill Belichick mode, and if you turn the ball over and if you give him back the ball, especially as a runner or a pass catcher, and you fumble, you won't get the ball. So that's enough threat in itself. So I don't think it's a secret sauce. It's an individual thing when you turn the ball over like that. But, I mean, this is it's a great win, don't get me wrong, but I want to see it against a better team.
Well, he certainly didn't adopt that philosophy this week, because he went right to Ramondre Stevenson, first play of scrimmage, offense-wise.
Oh, yeah, that's to prove a point. Hey, I believe in you and I trust you, but guess what? Do it again. That was one of them things, you bet not do it again. That's when you know how your mama just, you know, leave some cookies in the cookie jar and say you bet not, you know, touch the cookie. It's up to you if you touch the cookie or not. You know what I mean? Or she might just give it to you to see what you're going to do with it, see if you're going to lie to her. So Basically, Mike Vrabel, it was a psychological thing, say, because you don't want him to lose confidence, but at the same time, you want to make it a point that, say, we can't depend on you, so I'm going to give you the ball again. Show me what you can do. So, I think that's good coaching right there. Give him the ball early.
Ty, when you look at this team, if they could continue this through the next several weeks, and I've asked this question before, I've brought it up, they'll be in a position where they could have a very good record right before the trade deadline. Is that the point in time is that the point in time where they have to make a legitimate move, and I'm going to keep beating this drum until they do it, go out and get a legitimate number one wide receiver if they're in a position where, say, they're 6-3 come, you know, right before the trade deadline?
My question is, how are you going to get a legitimate number one wide receiver? Who's out there? Who's available? What are you going to give up? And that's the thing. Like, do they have any assets to give up to get that so-called number one wide receiver? The good thing is that we've seen a little flashes of the old Stephon Diggs. He had 100 yards. You know what I mean? So they're winning without that right now, and we won in the past without having those 1,000-yard receivers. Of course, we had Tom Brady, but again, Drake May is showing that he is Tom Brady-esque when it comes to, you know, spreading the ball around and making the right plays. So I don't think you necessarily have to have a number one to be successful, but I think you will be a lot more successful if you did. But Stephon, he had a pretty good game. And anytime you get 100 yards in, as a receiver, that breeds more confidence and brings out that swag that we're used to seeing him have. So hopefully he can continue that.
Ty, obviously you just said that you want to see what they can do against a better team. They'll have that this weekend with the Bills. You want to win, but obviously you're the underdog. What would be a successful game for them if they can't get a W?
Because it's a rivalry within the division and had all this history. Damn it, a win. And we ain't gonna go that. We ain't gonna do that, Coco. We ain't gonna say, hey, go out there and have a good game. It's a win for the team. Oh hell no, this is the Buffalo Bills. You got to go out there and whoop their ass. I mean, so I'm not gonna give them. You got to have a good game, and if you keep it close because it's Josh Allen, because of the Buffalo Bills and all the hype, you got to go out there and win, and that's the only way, in my opinion. Especially because it's within the division.
Ty, do you think Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the NFL right now?
I mean, overall, yes. I think he is the best quarterback in the NFL. But, you know, you got to step up as a defense. I mean, he's playing all-around good football. We know what type of talent he is. But I also think that Drake May, you know, some may disagree, but I think he's playing top 10 quarterback right now because of what he's working with. You know what I mean? And he's young. So I believe in the quarterback that we have, and the team must believe that we have a quarterback. Yeah, he may not be Josh Allen, but we have us a quarterback too. And if we step up and play as a team, we can take down anybody, especially the Buffalo Bills.
Tyler,
you
got
to go in there basically with saying, I ain't respecting y'all ass today. Hey, it's time to play.
Ty, I give the Bills, I think they're a good football team, but the thing I've said this before, the thing I've noticed this year about football is there's so much parity. Like, I don't think there's a dominant team in the NFL that the Patriots should be scared of. Okay, so I was going to ask, do you feel that same way?
I feel the exact same way. There is no one that is playing dominant football. We all thought in the preseason, we had Baltimore, they got to be an AFC championship. We had Kansas City. I mean, ain't nobody looking great right now. So it is early in the season. You would think some of those veteran teams would have figured it out and it would carry over, but obviously it didn't. Some of the younger teams and the younger quarterbacks, they're getting better. So I love it, and I think it's good for the game that it's a lot of parity and all the expectations of the elite guys, the name guys, the all pros, the big money guys. They're just looking, some of them looking like average players at this point. You know what I mean? So I think that's good for the league, but no one is standing out, and I think that you can't really predict.
Does that money go in the swear? Does that go in the swear jar or the cookie jar?
That one goes in the swear jar. I mean, we getting it going, man. Hey, Greg, we got something that we're going to do. I'm saying it right now. Every tailgate now for the Corvus tailgate, we're going to do the swear jar for the Greg Hill Foundation. So come on to the Corvus tent, you know, say what you got to say, and it's going to a good cause. So we're going to curse for a cause at the tailgate for the Greg Hill Foundation.
I got to tell you, we had a fantastic time at the event with you on Saturday. And you know who really enjoyed it is our boss, Len.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I had too much for him. I said, Len, I said, damn, when you sit there and say something, I'm like, oh, man, that was the second time I did that, because I called a friend of mine. I called him Rob, and he was Tom. I said the Corvus was flowing, guys, so I apologize. Hey, I apologize about that, kid. I mean, that could be our thing. We can call you Lynn when we messing with you, man. But my apologies, and I hope that don't mess up the negotiations.
You just referred to him as a friend, so I think that makes up for it.
I mean, it's a good thing. Going into any negotiation, it's good to know the other person's name.
Absolutely, man. But, hey, I just wanted to say thank you guys for showing up, too, man. You know, Greg, we finally got you out. You know, Greg, man, it was big. Wiggy, as always, Coco came, and y'all just stopped through. So I really appreciate the support and the friendship, guys, man. It means a lot.
It is time for the most entertaining play of the game, brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Visit 100,000 square feet of pure fun at Apex and Marlboro. What do we got? What's on the list? What do you guys think?
The Drake May touchdown to Hunter Henry was great.
The
punt return. Yeah,
I was
going to
go
punt
return.
Yeah, punt return. Almost.
Oh, the punt return. That's all that. Then he almost had another. I thought the second one that he almost got, that was just as entertaining, even though he didn't make it to the end zone, man. We got us a punt returner right there. And if he stays around and stays healthy long enough, it's going to be some records falling when it comes to that, special teams here in New England, man. I mean, that boy can play, man. Hey, Jones, he can get down. He can run.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think we got your Drake take, which is presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. But from your perspective, even four games in on this season, Drake May is the guy.
He is the guy. He's proven himself. This is his second year when people, you know, when quarterbacks tend to either they make progress or they regress in the second year. As you know that, Wiggy, because now when you're a rookie, you really don't have that much to lose. We're trying to see and trying to figure out. This is a different level. But for Drake May to make a step forward, which we've seen some quarterbacks in the past, they took a step back in their second year. I think this is a good sign for New England. Now you got to get some pieces around him so he can continue that success. But I think we finally have our successor to Tom Brady.
Mm.
Wow. I think we really do.
I'd agree with that.
You do?
Yeah, I think so. I think Drake May has played extremely well through these first four games. You know, I know there was the game where he had the bad interception, but he'll learn from that. It just his pocket presence,
exactly.
His pocket presence, his ability down, you know, when you get inside the red zone and bootlegs and knowing when to run. I think, you know, I'm with Ty. Imagine if he had a legit number one. I mean, Ty and I disagree. I don't think Steph Diggs is the same guy no more. He's more of a possession receiver for me. But, you know, if you had a real number one, sky's the limits for Drake May.
Yeah. All right, Ty, thank you.
Absolutely. I didn't say, hold on, Wiggy. Let me correct you. I didn't say he was the old Steph. I said he showed a sign. I mean, I ain't saying he's that guy anymore. You know, let me put that out there. But, you know, you're talking about a solid veteran presence, a number two that can probably beat the second or third corner in a one-on-one situation of the opposing team. I think Steph Diggs still has that ability.
Right. I'll give you that one.
Hey, Ty Law, as always, thank you. We will talk to you again next week.
All right, man. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay. Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, coming up at 9:00.